Blog Talk Radio.
I have to check that intro on there. It sounds scratchy. I don't know if that comes out on the recording or if that's just how I'm hearing it here. Sorry if that created some interference for you. Well, anyway, I'm your host, Alana Kay, and I am doing readings today. I've not done this for a while, and I want to explain. Some of you who have listened, by the way, thank you to the callers who are on hold. Thank you for being so patient. I try to keep my intros brief so that people don't have to wait too long. But I just want to mention that I do live on Maui in Hawaii. And some people know who have looked at pictures or who have been here, this is basically heaven on earth. It's paradise. But it has its problems. And interestingly enough, the problems that we have are pretty bad. We have this beautiful ecosystem here that's actually really healthy and self-sustaining. We could be cut off from the rest of the world and we'd be fine. But a lot of the development and, you know, it's usually the people's ambitions to make money and so on and so forth is starting to overwhelm the ecosystem. Well, it has been for quite some time, but it's a lot of us are getting really active right now. And I am an environmental activist and I have a show that I started in January called Sustainable Aloha, and it's about getting people on the show and talking about some of these subjects, and it's been a long time in the making, and it requires a lot of my focus, and I've really been focusing on Maui-centric things, and it's getting to the point where, you know, I'm so focused on this that sometimes it's kind of hard for me to focus on the outer world because you have your own problems where you come from. But I do want to say that regardless, something I've been made privy to since I was a child is that I am here to help create heaven on earth. We are moving into the fifth dimension, which is heaven on earth. Earth is going to be an entirely different place than it's been for a few thousand years. And right now where we're at is the matrix of the third dimension is pretty much stopped up. It's blocked. It's not moving. It's imploding on itself in a lot of ways. And I like to call this the fourth dimension because we still have the fifth dimension, heaven on earth, where people's souls are waking up. People are becoming heart-centered and intuitive again, which is how we're supposed to be. That's the fifth dimension. That's the initiation of the fifth dimension. And it's overlapping, or we are existing in the same space as the old matrix. So it makes it really confusing for people. So the reason I'm doing the show is to help people when they're confused about making decisions or what to let go of or healing the past or what's real, what's not real. It's not about making predictions. And the other thing is the way I live and the way I have to live on Maui is in the moment. And we learn to live that way here because it's not about materialism here. And it's not about the bank account. I'm not going to get into that whole thing right now, but most of the people who live here live in the moment. We live very much on faith and synchronicity. And we put our connection to spirit ahead of all of that. So when I'm talking to you and giving you insights, I'm going to your soul, which is like what the intro song is supposed to be awakening in you, is that your easy life, your heavenly life, the life you should be moving into is that of your soul now. So that's the reason I call these energy, soul and energy readings, because it's about tapping into that aspect of your life, and I can help you with that. And that will raise your vibration, give you more energy, more clarity, help restore health, and get you moving into a better direction. Most people haven't even tapped into that part of their self. So everybody's at a different place with regard to that level of attainment. So I will help all the callers, and I will take the calls in the order that they came in. And I'm going to go to my first one, which is 256. I think I know who that is. So I'll turn on your mic. I'll let you know you're there, and then I'll turn off your mic after the call is done. Happy Sunday. What can I help you with today?
Happy Sunday. This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. I'm sorry. I recognize the 256. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you were talking about synchronicity and about confusion, I said, oh, she's talking to me. Because that's exactly what I desire. Because I made a decision to go to attend this school, and I had some reservations about it, but I went anyway, and now it's not working out. And there's this false sense of guilt that I'm having, but I'm just trying to figure out, because I want to start writing, but I don't know which direction to go. Maybe I abruptly jumped into this school, but I just need a little help from my soul.
Okay, cool, because, you know, I write a lot of books, too. And I just started doing a new one yesterday that really required me to be in the moment. So it's funny that I shouldn't be surprised. You flashed into my mind before the show, because I know you call in pretty often, and you have for a few years. And I was thinking that the one thing you needed help with, and here it is, is being in the moment. So I have to say that the one thing that allows me to write the books that I write, uh-huh. and they're prophetic in a way, because they come to me in downloads just from the stillness of my being. And I grappled with what a lot of, I'm going to use your subject to speak to a lot of people who may be listening, is that you got, if you want to write information, you get all this information, and I think what holds people up is, well, how am I going to know, like, should I take notes, should I journal, and am I going to write it by hand, am I going to use the keyboard? You have to figure out what your best method is, and my best method was to just know that once I receive the information I want to write about, you got to understand that everything you've ever heard or thought of is stored in your memory banks. We have two memory banks. We have our brain, and then we also have like an external hard drive that's in the ethers. So anything that you've gained wisdom in your life or experienced in your life is in that external hard drive. So when you sit down to write, if you're in the still space, your soul will guide you, and you got to listen to your soul. So anybody who feels, and I feel like this message is for you, Kimberly, in particular, but I know it will help a lot of countless others, is to trust your soul, but know how to listen to your soul. And so I'm going to ask you, I think you do. I'm getting the feeling, I'm just intuitively, you know how to listen to your soul. Like you can just forget about all the outside stuff and just listen to your soul. And like, where did I leave my keys? And then you just stop being frantic, listen. And it's like, oh, that's right. I set them down in the car and I forgot to grab them.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But sometimes I do that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the space you need to be in. And then your writing will be automatic. And what I suggest you do is start with smaller pieces first so that you learn to trust it. And then you keep that flow, the connection to your soul. It's not anything magical. It's something that we do all the time, but we don't realize we're doing it. That's why I was trying to kind of lead you to a space where you recognize where you make the connection. And, yeah, you just got to make sure you stay out of your head and just be listening to yourself. Practice, you know, like going out in nature and having that connection. Just as, and I've been doing this all my life, and I do it more and more all the time. I just get these massive downloads because I've practiced it. The portal is so easy for me to connect to. So you got to practice it. You know, say, I'm going to take this day and I'm just going to listen to my soul. Or I'm going to take a few hours and listen to my soul. And then learn how to be just in the moment where you're not. What takes us out of connection to our soul is by thinking about the future or thinking about the past. So that's for everybody, too. So it seems to me when you were talking that the situation with the school you're at might need to be addressed in connection to your writing, because this is going to take, you know, where I have to tune into the intuition about the situation. Because I can even, and probably even the layperson, I'm very sensitive and that's why I do what I do, but even the layperson probably could have sensed the difference in the way your speech between talking about the school and talking about writing. So the school probably has stresses, and then with the writing you need to be in a different space.
Yeah.
So how do you... Yeah, and I know... The one thing I've gotten just through, I've been such a, like I said, I've been focused on other things. The thing about you is that you do have a strong connection to Christ consciousness, and now is the time when those people who have that connection, doesn't mean you're necessarily talking about Jesus, but whatever your wisdom that you've been given by this realm of consciousness wants to come through you. So I'm going to say that that's a priority, and if you feel it's a priority, I would honor that.
Okay.
Being that this isn't a long reading, I just want you to keep that in mind and know that when it's a priority for your soul has the power in any given situation. So I would ask Christ in your soul to help guide you through this and help you dissolve, the word I'm getting is dissolve that relationship with that school and put you into a better, now you've gleaned some insight again, and I think that's what I've said in other earlier readings too, that you were being propelled into certain circumstances because you were getting insight that you needed for your future work. So it wasn't necessarily something you were going to be happy with. But you observe things, you saw things, and you're going to use that. So, yeah. So anyway, it's one day at a time. Really important to remember that. I had a reminder of that because somebody totaled my new car a few months ago. And without my car, I'm kind of screwed. And what's happening is that I don't know if it's happening everywhere, but here you couldn't get a car in. Well, it ended up being totaled, but had I needed to have it repaired at a body shop, I would have had to wait 3 or 4 months. It's the same way with repairs, so you have to have a new car anymore. You can't get any work done on a car, and you can't really get around. It's not like the big city where there's buses everywhere. So, yeah, I had a reminder of one day at a time, stay in the moment. So everybody needs to do that. That's where we're at. Read The Power of Now if you need to by Eckhart Tolle. It's really very good for helping people understand the value of that. And if there's anything you can learn right now, it's that. But yeah, definitely I will emphasize for you that that is a priority. And I think I did say to you before that you probably had one more experience where you're getting observations and then you're going to be ready to really do your big thing. So take it one day at a time. Stay centered in your heart. Learn how to stay in that space is my suggestion. And ask Spirit to help you dissolve that and help you get a different form of income. And that's all I can say for the day. But you've definitely grown.
I agree.
In your connection.
Yeah. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling, Kimberly. Talk to you next time. Let us
know
how it's going.
Okay, all right. Aloha.
I know it's kind of hard when I say aloha because it's kind of it's like shalom. It means a few different things. And it's not real conclusive, like goodbye. Okay, so I'm going to I got the 541 area code. Hi, thanks for waiting.
Hello, Alana. This is Nancy from Oregon. Love to talk to you and keep in touch with
What is your name?
Nancy.
What is your name? Nancy. Oh, hi. Hi, Nancy.
Sorry.
Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yeah. Well, I've kept in touch with you for many years and just love to hear how you're doing. And you always give me, you know, tidbits of wisdom. So.
Yeah, aren't you into writing little things too?
No? Just on my own.
I thought you
Not
were...
anything.
Okay.
You've always said something about writing with me, but I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Well, that's right. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, okay, that just popped up. I don't know if it was because I were thinking about what I've talked about before. So I just know that your creativity has to be brought forth. That's the first thing I pick up in your energy field. What are you doing with that? Any level of creativity?
Well, truthfully,
you have this real innocent. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, truthfully,
well, you have this
I
real innocent way of looking at the world, and you need to bring that forth somehow. You need to embrace that. I guess I need to tell you that it's unique. This what you see in things. Situations, things like that. You're very observant at seeing things at a certain level, and you may even think that other people see it that way, but it's very unique to you, and that's what you bring forth in your creativity.
Okay, I can understand that. Yeah, but what I was saying is in the last couple of years, I actually did a lot of work inside within myself, you know, to kind of get rid of some of the belief systems that, you know, hold me back.
Good,
and
good.
So that I can start from a new slate. And I'm going to be making a major move to another state in July. And what I want to do is, you know, maybe some guidance on how to raise my vibration to my and my soul growth, you know, so that I can come in with a clean slate and bring my higher vibration to the place.
Perfect. Yeah, and, you know, you brought up one of the subjects that's really important is the clearing up the stuff from the past. The things that we've been taught to believe in, whether it's from our family or society or just from our own adaptations to society, we've come up with things. And we have to, I'm getting something on that particular question. But what we like to do is we like to change the programming. That's why we have the overlap, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. We like to get rid of, dissolve the old ways, but then we need to replace them with new ways. So it's almost like getting rid of a sickness and then building new muscles. And what I'm going to talk to you about is the building new muscles. That's coming in for you. And then as far as the past, let me see if there's anything else that's keeping you, I'm getting that you still want to work on ideas around money, thoughts around money. What do you, did you work on any of that? This is probably one of the toughest subjects as people move into their, I got to tell you, I've been forced to take different views of it. Maybe I'll share those on the next show that are very unique and very different than what I think other people have. Sorry, I keep wanting to clear my throat. Okay, so, and when I say this, I don't want to, hang on a second. I know you've done a great job. I can tell that you've done a great job of clearing stuff from the past. But what I'm going to ask you to work on is to see money more as a fluid thing, not so solid. Like I have this much and kind of like adding and subtracting. And I think most people do that. that I have found out by losing that logical way of approaching money. Well, I have this much, it's going to cost me this much to go, and it's going to cost me, and I'm going to get this for that, is that when you're following your soul and you're moving into that more magical place inside of you, the physical mm-hmm. aspects take on a magic. It doesn't mean that it's all magic. We don't want to go into fantasy. You literally have to be aligned with that energy. And then what happens is the physical just starts to change to support the soul in ways that you can't imagine. Like, I'm just going to throw this out there, okay? Because other people are dealing with this too. So let's say you go, well, what's coming to mind is when I thought about when I sold everything I owned in Wisconsin and moved to Maui in 1998, and I brought my kids with me, walked away from a whole bunch of stuff and a certain amount of money, and I was like, and the plane tickets are going to cost this much money. And, you know, it's back in the adding subtracting days. And then when I went to get them, for whatever reason, they were about one-fourth of what I thought they were going to be. And I have that happen to me all the time. Or, like, somebody gives me this brand new. I have had that happen so many times. A thing I wanted, and I thought, well, I need this much money. And literally somebody will hand me the brand new or almost new version of what I was looking for. So it's you know, you get to see what I'm saying? Or
I do.
Okay, yeah, so we just want to stay focused on the goal of the soul and let the physical attributes and don't get hung up on processing so much about money. I'm not getting like you're overwhelmed with it, like it's seriously dragging you down. But when it comes to moving to the fifth dimension and really living heaven on earth in our lives, we have to really keep polishing all those things. But now I'm going to get to the building the muscles part, and this is for everybody too,
okay.
Is that you want to do, we want to, and I had a reminder of this yesterday for myself too, is you want to do the gifts of your soul and be working on, spend at least some time every day expressing those, even though you don't feel like you're in necessarily the best position yet to do it. Whether it's your physical surroundings, a time constraint, or if it's just that you feel you don't have the skill level you think you should have. So mm-hmm. I'm getting for you those two things. Still a loosening of the physical constraints, but a building of the creative part of you. I'm getting
okay.
Just keep doing those two because those two work together. Yeah.
Mm. No, I understand that.
Yeah. So definitely everybody engage and please. And that's one reason I had to get back to doing this show too, is because I really miss using this skill. You know, so selfish reasons. No, and I also like helping people. That feeds my soul too. And like yesterday, it's like it's hard to find musicians. I'm a vocalist. And yesterday I said, God damn it, just sing. You know, and I forget about that. Why are you waiting for musicians? Just sing. Oh, it's hilarious. And, you know, that's how I've done everything. That's how I've built all my skills. People say, oh, you're so talented. You do so many things. But it took years. You just have to spend time with the stuff. Some people are born as savants, but most of us have spent time with our creativity. So anyway, that's what I got for you today.
Well,
thanks
I
for staying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, Nancy. Okay. Aloha. Bye.
Aloha.
I know I spent a little more time on those. It's just, you know, I think a lot of people can glean insight from the other stuff. I always say that. So now I'm going to the 415 area code, and then I have two more after that, and I should be able to get all the calls in. I just can't take any more calls after 914 and 845 are after this one. Okay, 415, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ann. I haven't called in a while, but I have in the past.
Okay, cool. Nice to hear from you. Ooh, I got all people that have been around for a while.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So what's going on with you?
I have been exploring definitely the past year. And so anything about, and that's my nature too, is to explore where I am. But I'm still not sure if the Southwest is where I'm going to stay. So, I could be here for a little bit, but I don't think forever. So anything about settling the last half of this year?
Like where you feel like you'd be kind of like where your path is, where your flow might be, like some people.
Yeah, exactly. And income.
And
I've enjoyed this. You know, I've enjoyed the past year being nomadic, but now I'm getting it's draining me now instead of giving me energy. So I need to be in place a little bit.
Yeah. I'm getting that there's something dietary, first of all. Do you know what it might be? Are you getting enough protein?
I'm just becoming so sensitive. It's like the more I'm aware of like other like spiritual things, then my diet is more, it's like no wheat, no dairy. It's like every week I can't eat something. It's like wheat, dairy, coffee. So I'm adjusting to changing completely.
To figuring out
what I could eat and what I can't. But probably within all that.
Yeah.
So really I can't eat any meat anymore. It just, everything seems to, I can't digest. So it's more like seafood.
Oh, okay.
Vegetarian protein.
Seafood? How do you do with eggs?
It's fine. No.
That's good, because that's, since I did get that intuitively that it was not necessarily coming from, I heard what you were saying, and that's the reason I'm a sensitive intuitive, is I heard what you were saying, and I caught away that the tiredness has to do with your diet, whereas you could think that it's because you're not feeding your soul anymore. So let me see if I can help you with both of those, okay?
Oh, I get it.
Your location and with the diet, but diet is seems to be taking priority. What I am getting is, boy, I haven't done medical intuition for a while, is to reduce your diet for a period of time, maybe a month, to just the things you can eat. And then, add back other things slowly. Because what I'm getting is your system just needs to reset.
Yeah.
Or resetting is a big part of what you need to do right now.
Okay.
And then you might be able to bring some things back in that you thought you couldn't. And just coming to mind, there's a person who is, it's a lot to absorb, but this guy is brilliant. And I'm really healthy. I'm diabetic, so I have to be really healthy. And I radiate with health I'm not saying I'm perfect, but it's just that I'm very attuned to what I should be eating and so on and so forth. And I get a lot of information from this guy online. His name is Dr. Berg. He's a chiropractor, but he's brilliant when it comes to you. He is just the most, there's so many people out there. This guy is amazing. His name is Dr. Berg. And he has so much information about nutrition. It can almost be overwhelming. So just kind of, bite up as much as you can chew. That's kind of a good pun for the subject at hand. But I'm getting that your system needs to reset itself and then gradually bring stuff in. And you'll find there's certain things you can eat. But I'm getting that you do need more protein. So, Yeah, and the carbs are giving you some grief. You know, I would definitely stay away from the grains and all of that. And yeah, so anyway, as far as your location goes, so your fatigue level, like I said, is I'm getting it through intuition. That's mainly because you need to address that. I guess that's the first thing that came in is you have to focus on that right now, not your location.
Okay.
Are you comfortable enough with where you are that you can? Because I was getting that's more important. I guess that's the important part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Is the dietary right now is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then maybe we can talk about your location next time. I have an email address where people can – I do my readings now by donation. They are half-hour readings by donation. So that's an important thing to know. My email address is alana@alanak.com, and you can contact me through my website too. It's alanak.com. It's on the show description. So
I've already done what you said. So this is why it's upset again, is from bringing things back in. So I've already reset, and so what happened was I got really sick from food poisoning. I even had E. coli. I was completely almost like liquid diet for about a month, and really the blandest of bland, you know, just applesauce and yogurt and broth. And then after that, I started to bring back the other what I used to eat. So now that it's just I already have done. So now I have to go back to what I had before, just getting rid of all those things again.
Yeah, and then bring one thing in at a time. And I've heard this other people say this too, where you maybe there's something you can have, but there's a limit to it. And I had to do that with vegetables. I had to cleanse myself from vegetables, and there's reasons for that. You'll hear people talking about it. And then I can't have as much as I used to have. My body is much happier with way less. So,
I do. I know I can't have alum, anything in the alum family, the cruciferous family, the nightshade family.
Yeah.
So I do.
Yeah,
I've done all
that
this stuff.
I can't do nightshades. Nightshades are gone forever. Well, I'm going to have to get to my next two calls, but I really appreciate your call. That was a really interesting one. And, yeah, we'll have to get to your location thing, but that's the priority right now is figuring out the diet. So, okay. Well, Anne, we'll talk to you next time. Let us know how it's going. I should be doing this again next Sunday. Oops. Oh. Did I lose a call? Yeah. Oh, we got disconnected somehow. Okay. All right. So let me see. I'm going to 914.
I'm going to 914.
Hi. Ooh, I got a big echo on the line.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Ooh. Yeah, I think so.
Hello?
Okay, hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you? It's so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Is this Lisa?
No, this is Catherine.
Oh, okay. Hi. You sound
hi.
Like Lisa. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry I ended up, I got just a few minutes for each of the last two calls. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. I have an issue with a company regarding my roof. I was just wondering, I know you're not doing predictions, but just if you pick up on any way to go, like lean into the lawyer, if I should handle it myself,
if I should handle it with
insurance. Yeah, anything.
Yeah, well,
at all,
those
I
are
appreciate.
Always life lessons. I'm glad to help people with it as long as you receive from the life lessons perspective. Your situation with a roof. Oh boy, wait. Okay, let me try to tune into what happened with the roof, real quick.
It started leaking because I believe the solar panels are too heavy. Yeah, it's
okay.
A bit complicated. It's either because of the solar panels or a storm. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick because I am getting this, and I've been very clear lately. What I'm, have you contacted the contractor already?
Yes, they the people that installed the panels.
Yeah.
Is that who you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And what are they doing? Are they ignoring
nothing.
You? Or are they? They're doing nothing.
Yeah.
What
like,
I'm getting is that you need to have a lawyer. You need to pay a lawyer. You don't want to. You don't want to find a lawyer that just wants to get a bunch of money from you. You can find a lawyer who will help you write a letter, unless you feel like you can think like a lawyer, and write them a letter, letting them know how firm is this really a big echo still. Find a way to word it so that they feel convinced that they need to address it. And I feel that if they think this is where I'm bringing the intuition in. Oh boy, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna say this real. It's really echoing back. Let them know, in no uncertain terms, that you will take action legally if they don't remedy the situation. And I get that they have the financial means to do so. And if they know that you are serious, they will take care of it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, that's what I got.
All right. Yes. Many blessings to you. Thank you so much. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, aloha.
You
too. Bye.
Hello.
Okay, 845, thanks for waiting. You're the last call. If we get disconnected, email me at alana@alanak.com. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York, and nice to talk to you.
Hi.
How are you? The question is, you see me is going to go by the end of the August or September in Italy?
Do I see you going to Italy?
Right. In the end of August or September, something like that.
Oh, do I think that's going to happen for you?
Yes.
That's kind of not like what I do, but I'll be glad to see if I can get an answer. So I see you going there. Are you saying you don't have enough money to go there?
I figured it.
You have the money?
I don't think it's going to be enough, for not going
I'm almost getting that it might not be advisable. I hate to say that there might be a better time to go.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with what's going on in Europe at this time. It may have something to do with that. There's a lot of tensions right now.
You think you're going to go in the spring? In the spring?
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling more positively towards that. I think it has to do with, I'm feeling more about spring. I'm feeling a yes on spring. I'm feeling probably not for this fall. Okay?
I got to have a settlement from my husband who was sick. You think I'm going to get it soon?
Oh, what are you looking for your husband?
My husband passed away. They got to give him a settlement. You think you're going to get it soon?
Oh, settlement. Yeah, see, that's not, I don't do that. I don't do those kind of like predictions. Yeah, the other one was kind of predictive too. That I think that might have something to do with it. Maybe it's going to be delayed. But that's all I can tell you, okay?
Okay, thank
well, good
you
luck
very
with
much.
Everything.
You're
thank welcome.
You.
Okay, aloha. Bye. Well, thanks everybody for calling in. It was a very fun show. I'm glad I did it, and I will be here again next Sunday. Aloha.